WIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl, and this is Cause and Effect. I know I just did a hip hop show, and I try to, you know, spread out the style of music and not do two hip hop shows kind of back to back. But unfortunately, with the passing of Adam Yap from the Beastie Boys, aka MCA, it seemed appropriate to revisit the show. It's also unusual to do this show again because I did do a Beastie Boys show 2 years ago, August of 2010. And just like this last, the first time I did the show, it highlights the music they sampled on their first four albums. So License to Ill, Paul's Boutique, Check Your Head, and Ill Communication. I know Commonwealth of Notions did a fantastic show, kind of similar to this one. So hopefully not everybody is exhausted with this theme. But, you know, I felt I had to do some sort of small tribute since this is the kind of show Cause and Effect does. If you're not familiar with the Beastie Boys, I'll talk a little bit about them in a second. Adam Yap was born in 1964, and he passed away on May 4th last week at age 47 after a three-year battle with cancer. Beyond his work as a rapper in the Beastie Boys, he directed several of the group's videos, and his passion and talent for filmmaking led to him founding the Oscilloscope Laboratories, which is an independent film production and distribution company based in New York City. He was also a Buddhist and heavily involved in the Tibetan independence movement. He organized the Tibetan Freedom Concert, among a series of other concerts that took place all over the world. And interestingly, I did not know this, the San Francisco concert in Golden Gate Park was attended by over 100,000 people, making it the biggest benefit concert on U.S. soil since 1985's Live Aid. And there's actually a really beautiful full memorial about Adam on Beastie Boys' website, which is beastieboys.com. And for those of you who, for whatever wild reason, don't know who the Beastie Boys are, they were an American hip-hop group from Brooklyn. The three members were Mike D, MCA, and Ad-Rock. Interestingly, their story is sort of not quite a Cinderella story because they were successful kind of out of the gate, but they really weren't taken very seriously as hip-hop guys. They were middle-class, Jewish, white, kind of regarded as obnoxious, sexist clowns. So you've got three white guys without a whole lot of hip-hop talent early on, not any sort of real street cred. And the fact that they even came from more of the punk rock hardcore background, the fact that they managed to sort of grow out of that and become one of the most respected names in rap is a pretty incredible story. And so they morphed themselves from record to record into something new, always challenging themselves, growing and stretching their creative boundaries to help develop some of the most interesting and highly regarded music videos as well. So, for some of the sort of music technical stuff, the Beastie Boys sold over 40 million records. They released four number one albums, including the first hip-hop album to ever top the Billboard 200 with the band's 1986 full-length License to Ill. They've won Grammys, tons of video awards, Lifetime Achievement Awards, and then just last month, the Beastie Boys were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And just with Adam's passing, the sales from their discography are up 800%, and they've all re-entered the Billboard chart. So they're as popular and as beloved as ever. So as I mentioned, they had their roots in the hardcore scene as early as 1979. They appeared on a comp called the New York Thrash, and then they did shows with Bad Brains, Dead Kennedys, Misfits, places like CBGB's. Again, not traditional places where hip-hop stars get their start. They did some interesting early releases, Polywog Stew, which is a great example of, you know, classic New York hardcore, and then went on to do Cookie Puss, which is basically a prank call to the Carvel ice cream place, and that sort of was their first step towards becoming a hip-hop artist. So as I mentioned, tonight is going to be exploring their first four albums and the the original songs that they sampled. Behind me right now is the Trouble Funk with Drop the Bomb. They're a DC go-go act, and as far as I know, they're still playing every Friday night at the Holiday Inn in Alexandria. Kind of amazing to think, since they've been around since the 70s. And then we're going to go into, starting with the License to Ill record, some of these samples, and we're going to start things off with Led Zeppelin's Good Times, Bad Times.
The days I buy you, I was telling what it means. bitch, he'd spend the night. When I woke up late in the afternoon,
she had taken all the things from inside his room.
I found myself naked in the middle of the floor.
She had taken the bed and the chest of drawers.
The mirror,
the TV,
the new guitar cord,
my remote control,
and my old skateboard.
She robbed the car, she took all we own,
and the boys blame me for bringing her home.
She's crafty,
she gets around.
She's crafty,
she's always down.
She's crafty,
she's got it great.
She's crafty, and she's just my type.
She's crafty.
Oh yeah.
WRAR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine.
the Richmond Peace Education Center will hold a public forum, Peace Perspectives on Iran, Why Military Intervention is Not the Answer. This forum will explore the roots of the current conflict and ways to forge peace. Speakers will include peace activist and author David Swanson and scholars Majid Amini and Michael Fishbach. The discussion will be moderated by Peace Center Director Adria Scarf. This free forum will be Thursday, May 24th at 7:15 p.m. at 3601 Seminary Avenue and is open to the public. For more information, you can visit rpec.org.
Thank you, Carson. So this is Lightning's Girl. Cause and Effect is all about the Beastie Boys this evening. We have behind me right now Bob James with Take Me to the Mardi Gras, which was sampled on Hold It Now. We're still talking about License to Ill, the Beastie Boys' first album. Let's see. We heard before that Uncle Louie with I Like Funky Music, sampled by at least 50 well-known artists since its release in 1979. We heard the Beastie Boys with She's Crafty, one of the singles off of their first album. Led Zeppelin with Good Times, Bad Times, sampled on No Sleep Till Brooklyn, and that, of course, is the opening track from Led Zeppelin's 1969 debut. And a couple of fun things about License to Ill. Just the fun fact is if you hold the record cover up to a mirror on the identification number of the plane, it says 3MTA3. But if you look at it in a mirror, it says Eat Me. So let's give some perspective on what the Beastie Boys were being sort of regarded at in the mid-80s. You have Rick Rubin, who's picked them up and is trying to transfer them from being a hardcore punk kind of group into a hip-hop artist. And they opened up for Madonna on her Virgin tour. And as you can imagine, that didn't really go very well. It was very poorly received. They also did a stint with Run DMC on the Raisin Hell tour. They released License to Ill in 1986. And, you know, it has lots of jokey and satire-y kind of stuff, metal riffs, some hard rock, you know, AC/DC stuff going on. It was sort of an obnoxious party album that lots of people embrace, but critics and more like conservative action groups, not so much a fan. So you have an album that was really meant for kids to just go crazy to, and it really angered a lot of grown-ups who were conservative and not enjoying the fact that they had women, members of the audience, dancing in go-go cages on stage. You know, lots of beer and drug references, an inflatable penis on stage. You know, all the things that sort of punch parents' buttons, but again, kids embrace. Critics certainly looked at the Beastie Boys as sort of being cultural pirates, taking something that was really built up by the black community, and they're almost making fun of it. So interesting that sort of, while it ended up being one of the most popular hip-hop albums ever, it went on to sell 750,000 copies in just the first 6 weeks, and then became the biggest rap-selling album of the 80s. So, sort of an interesting twist to have a group that isn't really taken seriously by anybody except for teenagers, who really, it was the soundtrack. And this is, I think, why this album means so much to so many people within the age group of teens who were growing up listening to this record. It was in every car that I can remember growing up. Everybody played this record and hung out to it. So, again, we have Bob James behind me with Take Me to the Mardi Gras. And I'm going to keep going with some more samples from this record. I'm going to start this next set off with Kool & the Gang, Funky Stuff. We'll be right back.
seeing under the stars above. Yes, I would. I like to see both fall deep in love. Yeah. I'd like to see you in the raw under the stars above. So boogie on, red woman, what a strong show.
All right, so clearly that is Stevie Wonder, Boogie on Reggae Woman, and not Cool in the Gang, but I'll go back and read the set in the proper order once the set's done. So sorry about that. It happens. Sometimes this happens. For some reason, the Cool and the Gang song won't play, but that's all right. We got to hear some Stevie Wonder with Boogie on Reggae Woman, which was sampled on Time to Get Ill, and we heard Wild Sugar with the ever so recognizable Brass Monkey sample from the song Bring It Here. And I think it's so crazy how many songs that came out in 1981 have sampled that particular track. And then people since have sampled the Beastie Boys. So it's kind of a cool sample chain that's happened as hip hop years progress. We're having records that were sampled once being now sampled two and three times through newer groups. And I kind of love that circle of life, that these songs are sort of going to be around forever just because people are rediscovering them in new ways and maybe not even realizing that when they're sampling a Beastie Boys song, what they're actually sampling. Behind me right now is Paul McCartney with Mama Miss America, which was sampled on Johnny Rael. And this was from McCartney's debut solo album in 1970. So we're going to move on to Paul's Boutique, which came out in 1989 and was their second studio album. It's now considered kind of a critic favorite, but at the time it was a sales failure. After License to Ill, the band took a couple years to sort of reevaluate themselves and sort of look at what they're doing and try something new and a little bit more mature. And so Paul's Boutique enlisted the Dust Brothers and Matt Dyke to record this new record with them. And it's really, an opus is the only way I know how to describe it. It's completely epic. It's Rolling Stone ranked it in its list of 500 greatest albums of all time. And so, you know, really during this 2-year period that the Beastie Boys had released their first record into this new record, and in their revamping and recording in California, they managed to create a record that still, I think, is pretty unbeatable. Out of all the Beastie Boys records, Paul's Boutique certainly remains my favorite. It's densely layered. There's some of the most insane interweaving of samples, lots of pop culture references. It's funky, it's psychedelic, and as I mentioned before, totally different than License to Ill. So we're going to go into one of my favorite surprising samples of Paul's Boutique, and that would be Joni Mitchell's The Jungle Line. And this is Cause and Effect. I am Lightning's Girl, and tonight's show is all about the Beastie Boys.
than you believe.
I'm like Sam the Butcher, bringing Alice to me.
I'm like Fred Flintstone,
driving around with both feet.
Should I have another shipment? Skip me.
In the back of the ride,
and bust with the whippet. Rope with old cookies all around the neck.
Wow, got the mother jack.
Running from the law, the press, and the parents.
Is your name Michael Diamond?
No, mine's Clarence.
From downtown
Manhattan,
the village.
My style's wild,
and you know that it's still it.
This snow bag's nothing, and you're doing the buzz.
Shake your rope.
Friday mornings, join me, Phil D, 6 to 8 a.m. on WRIR 97.3. Instead of that extra cup of coffee or tea, listen. After all, it's free and loud. Cheaper than a cup of Joe and twice as potent. Friday Breakfast Blend. Flail your Fridays. WRAR
97.3. I didn't mean to fade that out a little early on Phil there. It's 6 to 8 a.m. is when the breakfast blend happens tomorrow morning. Sorry, Phil. You know I love you. And I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect, and we got a little Pink Floyd behind me. And tonight's show is all about the Beastie Boys. It's a show I had actually done 2 years ago with my partner at the time, Alex. And I thought I'd revisit the whole show all over again with the passing of Adam Jauch. It's Licensed to Ill, Paul's Boutique, Check Your Head, and Ill Communication are the records I'm going to be exploring, the original songs that they sampled to make those records. And this past set was chock full of all sorts of goodness. We heard Tell Me Something Good by Ronnie Laws. He is a jazz, blues, funk saxophonist. We heard Soul Skimmer from Alan Morehouse, and that was used on Shake Your Rump. We heard Black Oak, Arkansas with Hot and Nasty, also a Shake Your Rump sample. They are named after Black Oak, Arkansas, where they're from. And that was their 1971 debut or song off of that debut. We heard Rose Royce with 6 O'Clock, DJ, also a Shake Your Rump sample. And what do you know, yet another Shake Your Rump sample. Funky Snakefoot from Alphonse Mouzon. And he is an American jazz drummer, and that particular track was recorded in 1973 for Blue Note. We heard Beastie Boys with Shake Your Rump. It seemed appropriate to sneak that on in since we'd heard so many of the bits that made up that tremendous song. Jackson 5 doing Funkadelic cover with I'll Betcha, and Joni Mitchell with Jungle Line from 1975 that was used in 59 Christie Street, the Hissing of Summer 1975 release, Hissing of Summer Lawns. And I'm going to dedicate this set and the upcoming set to Paul, who has a show right after us here from 9 to 11. And it's called Paul's Boutique. And, you know, since we're talking about the Paul's Boutique album right now, it seems to make sense since clearly Paul's name of the show is an ode to this particular album. He should get a shout out. So, Paul, this is all for you, buddy. We have, again, Pink Floyd behind me. The song is called Time, and that was sampled on Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun. It's from Dark Side of the Moon, which was released in 1973. We're going to go into more music now, all from Paul's Boutique, and this is going to be the Commodores with I'm Ready, and that was sampled on Eggman. This is Cause and Effect, and I'm Lightning's Girl. We'll be right back.
nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Yeah? Godfather.
Payback.
Oh, bloody.
People, gotta get over before we go under.
Dance.
Do what it's all about.
It just came out this week, and the song is called Surrender.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Behind me is a little Cheap Trick, because why not start off almost the 8 o'clock hour with a little Cheap Trick? Tonight's show, if you're just tuning in, is highlighting the first four Beastie Boys albums, License to Ill, Paul's Boutique, Check Your Head, and Ill Communication, and the original songs that the Beastie Boys sampled to make those first four records. Of course, Adam Yauch passed away last week, and it seems after a three-year battle with cancer, and it seemed appropriate to revisit a show I did 2 years ago. So if you're listening to this and thinking, wait a minute, didn't this happen before? I did, and I rarely ever repeat a show, but in a situation like this where some tragedy has struck, I thought it would be nice to do my own little humble tribute to MCA, so this is it. We just heard a little bit the end of the Paul's Boutique set, so we heard Beastie Boys with Shadrock, and that was the third and final single from that album, and Shadrock is actually a biblical story, if you didn't know that, and that video was directed by MCA under the pseudonym Nathaniel Hornblower, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, not only was Adam an incredibly talented musician and eventually play an instrument for the next record, which I'll be talking about shortly, and, you know, growing up in hardcore bands, but also a budding filmmaker. And if I remember correctly, that particular video, each frame was painted by hand, which makes it extra artistic and beautiful. We heard Sly and the Family Stone with Loose Booty, which was sampled on Shadrock, from 1974 Small Talk album. James Brown with Funky President, released in 1974, and it cracks me up to think that he sort of dedicated that to Ford, who took over for Nixon. And, you know, if you look at President Ford, you don't think that guy is funky, and certainly not Funky President. And also that song, very, very sampled within the hip-hop community. And now, hopefully, every time you hear James Brown, Funky President, you will now think of President Ford. The Commodores at the start of that set with I'm Ready, which was sampled on Eggman, and that was, I believe, the second studio album from the Commodores, which was released in 1975. So we're in a new hour. It's 8 o'clock, and this is WRIR. This is Cause and Effect. And we're now on to the third studio album by the Beastie Boys, which was released in 1992, and that was Check Your Head. And, you know, to everyone's surprise, within the sort of underground community who thought Paul's Boutique was going to be a smash hit, it was so weird and so different from their first album that it kind of bombed. It was a success in certain circles, but for the sort of grand mainstream, it didn't really cut the mustard at all. And so with Check Your Head, they, you know, went back to the drawing board and continued to grow in yet another new direction. And so they all picked up instruments, and this time we're actually playing their own instruments on this album. So there's, you know, sort of an amateurist funk thing. They kind of revisit the hardcore punk thing. It's still a tribute to old school hip hop, but it's still, you know, an exciting and equally diverse record as Paul's Boutique, but just in a different way. There were a couple surprise top 10 hits. So you had Jimmy James, Pass the Mic, and So What You Want. They all didn't really do so much on the rap radio Billboard charts, but it really took off in the sort of college alternative chart world. And so suddenly a band that got lost for what I still, it blows my mind that people weren't appreciating Paul's Boutique. They had been sort of rediscovered again with Check Your Head as being super cool. So up now it's going to be a pretty long set of lots and lots of samples from this particular record. And we're going to kick things off with Jimi Hendrix. Happy birthday. Thank you.
Mantronics is the crew that you must care about. Please don't get concerned, cause although our songs are really hard, we're really not here to burn. We're just here to rock this house. You see, we're perpetuating ease. Yes, to rise the vines and to prescribe some game for the ladies.
Because
fresh is the word, it's how I'm described, and so sweet is the rap. I'm what I prescribe. So for the people that's you, see the kicker I drew. I'm all the blacks, Puerto Ricans, and the white people too. See, my style is unreal, too tight to unseal. So explosive, so unnoticed, it's hard to conceal. A dominant as my color, can't think of any other hot post as a fan. And you will discover in time, this way, it's never too late. But see, my rhyme is in this prime, like the name on your plate. We're cold, crushed as ice, rise higher than the fire. So hot, can't stop, for the ladies, my desire. For it's them I adore, for them I will pour. From every angle I untangle, we're more in store. Cause on the mic I am controller, who's on the rock and roller. Put my groove into a body, and always try to hold it with the style that's mine. Autograph the sign, perfectionately put, and well inclined to just rock, won't stop at the drop of a dime. And in case you wanna know, Virgo's my sign. More than gold plated, a fresh new sound with rhymes related. Just devised, organized with precision and more. Mantronic, so sonic, like a lion's roar. A roar that's been developed and created for fear. Like a nickel plated coat with a nightlight clear. Shining in your eyes, now you're feeling disgrace. Cause the crew with the tools dissing you in the face. So you scream, almighty, please change the pace. Because although you did those things, you never felt the taste of this sensational rapper, crime master T. The solo rapping brother of the T.O.P. Dominating the house, segregating the place. Like a drinker of a pizza, 7-Up is the taste. Because it's smooth, mellow, black and not yellow. Two more people I'ma know, cause I just say hello. Chillin's my thing, I throw a part of the swing. And on the side, we'll abide to a midnight flick.
Hey, to you.
heartbeats and violins I can hear in the distance. I think they're calling our name. Maybe now you can't hear them, but you will if you just take hold of my hand. Oh, but are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Not necessarily stone, but beautiful.
I'm gonna go get some more. like a broken man. I serve my time doing the best I can. Walls and bars, they surround me, but I don't want no sympathy. Blisters on my mind and hands. I work all day making up a burlap bag. The oats are beating me, are driving me wild. I feel a happy like a newborn child. Now when my time is up, you wait and see. These walls and bars won't keep that stuff. We'll be right back.
What's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. That's what it is.
Hey, you got the dog?
Hey, man, don't say nothing about
Wow, man, you better hurry up and get over here, man. Everybody thinks you ripped them off.
Hey, man, will you cool it, man?
Hey,
listen to
me. Hey, where are you, man?
I'm outside, man. Listen
What, you forget the address again?
Hey, man, no, I don't.
Now, listen, write it down,
don't
man.
Don't say nothing about the address of that.
Okay?
God, listen on the own face,
1482 Adams. You got it? Okay. Hey, right behind John's van is parked in front. You can't miss it, man. Okay? Hey, did you get the pills too, man? Hello? Hey, man, I gotta hang up. There's someone pounding at the door.
Looking for something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now the time for the Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five MC.
LINK is a nonprofit, community-based organization dedicated to helping people with the business side of cancer. Serving the Central Virginia community, LINK provides information, education, counseling, and referral services for legal assistance to individuals confronted with the overwhelming issues that arise from the diagnosis and treatment of cancer. Call 804-378-5462 or toll-free 877-644-5462 for more information. Or go online at www.cancerlink.org. Link with a C.
Thank you, Carson. I am Lightning's Girl, and we are in the final half an hour of Cause and Effect. Thank you so much for listening this evening to our special replay of a Beastie Boys show I did 2 years ago, appropriately retimed with the passing of Adam Yauch, a.k.a. MCA, who passed away from cancer May 4th, last week. And so we're in the home stretch. We just did a whole bunch of songs off of Check Your Head. I warned you that this would be a super long set. So we heard Cheech and Chong with Don't Bug Me, which was sampled in The Maestro. We heard Willie Henderson with Loose Booty, which was sampled on the Beastie Boys' Professor Booty. And that was their fifth and final single from Check Your Head. I can't believe that album had five singles. We heard Grand Funk Railroad with Inside Looking Out, and that is actually a cover of the Animals single from 1966. They put it on their album called Grand Funk and then sort of extended it out and added some lyric changes, so there's some not-so-subtle drug references tossed in. Let me grab the other set because it's so long. It's actually on two different pieces of paper. We heard The Fifth Dimension with Age of Aquarius. That was sampled on Finger Lickin' Good, and that song, The Fifth Dimension's song, was wildly possible, like crazy popular in 1969, not just in the United States, but worldwide. We heard Johnny Hammond Smith with Breakout. He is an organist and not to be confused with the jazz guitar player with the name Johnny Smith. We heard the Beastie Boys with Jimmy James, named after Jimi Hendrix, who recorded under the name Jimmy James for a little bit there. And that song actually has several Hendrix samples, including Foxy Lady, Happy Birthday, which we heard at the beginning of the set, and Still Raining, Still Dreaming. We heard Jimi Hendrix with Are You Experienced, off of the 1967 album with the same name. We heard The Turtles with I'm Chief, Come and Wanna Leia. And I did a whole rant about The Turtles in this particular track, which was also sampled for the De La Soul record, 3 Feet High and Rising. You can hear this rant if you go to radioforall.net. Look up the show Cause and Effect, and you'll be able to see this, listen to that podcast, as well as lots of all older shows. And if you're curious about what you heard tonight's set, you can go to WIR.org, and Carson is entering the songs as we go this evening. So thanks again, Carson, for your help. We heard Mantronics with Fresh is the Word, and that was sampled on Jimmy James. And at the beginning of the set was Jimi Hendrix with Happy Birthday, also sampled in Jimmy James. And so now, in the final 20 minutes of the show, we move on to Ill Communication, which was the Beastie Boys' fourth album, released in 1994 on Grand Royal. I should also mention behind me is Grandmaster Flash with It's Nasty, which is sampled in the Beastie Boys' Genius of Love. So by this fourth album, the Beastie Boys are rocking as popular as ever. They'd actually started their label previously called Grand Royal Records, and it was really growing to be a serious album. And honestly, I personally feel like Ill Communication is just an extension of Check Your Head. It debuted at number one when it came out, thanks to the help of singles like Sabotage and Sure Shot. It went to double platinum status during the summer of 94, just to give you sort of a context of what was happening then. They co-headlined the fourth Lollapalooza Festival with Smashing Pumpkins. And then Grand Royal released Luscious Jackson's debut album, Natural Ingredients. And, of course, the drummer of Luscious Jackson, she was originally a member of an early lineup of the Beastie Boys when they were a hardcore band. And the Beastie Boys took the Grand Royal idea and actually crossed it over into a magazine. And so they also had a magazine launched that year. And I guess so I mentioned earlier, there were actually four total singles that came off of Ill Communication. Sabotage, then Get It Together, Sure Shot, and those were all stretched between January and May. And then Root Down was the fourth. So now we're going to get into the final samples that they used to make some of the songs off of that record. And I'll finish out a little bit more of Grandmaster Flash, and then we're going to go into some Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. And then I'll pop in one last time to talk about what you heard, the show next week, and of course, Paul's Boutique. You couldn't ask for a better show to follow up tonight's show, that's for sure. Again, this is Cause and Effect. I'm Lightning's Girl. Thank you so much for listening. My light shine on your cloudy days. You can surf if you want to on my waves. I caress your soft body on those mellow nights. A continuous thing till the morning light. It's reality, it's not a dream. It's something less than the best when it's from Raheem. Now it's my turn, so understand that I'm the key Creole and I'm a ladies man. I don't have a lot of women hanging on my sleeve. Only one fine lady that you better believe. It's like a next her name, and that's the truth. I give a lot of things up before I turn her loose. It's just her and me, and that's simple and plain, and that's the only way I'll run my game. Well, I'm a cowboy, and I'm the real McCoy. I'm chopping all over like an almond joy. Bow-legged cool brother, and you will agree. On top of the world, for the ladies to see. Gonna hip, gonna hop, gonna rock the spot. Gonna make everybody wanna rock, rock, rock. Gonna do it to the east, wanna do it to the west. Gonna make you relax right upon my chest. Grandmaster Flash is willing and able. He's the king of the cuts on two turntables. He's the grand, grand, the master man. He's so nice with his head, you don't need no bed. Rocks 45 and 33. Rocks boys, men, women, and young ladies. He can slice over sights, it's almost funny. And it makes better love than a mint makes money. Slick Rick, Slick Rick, Slick Rick, Slick Rick, Slick Rick, Slick Rick.
Yes!
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with one-minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite.
They never write.
That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on this very mic, you're about to hear,
we swear, the best star rappers of the year.
So, cheerio,
yeah,
scream bravo.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called The Show.
Mm-hmm. to be heard. Doug, I was going downtown.
Word.
All alone, no one to be with. Stepped on the deep end at 205th. I saw a pretty girl.
So
I sat beside her. Then she went real like she was Tony the Tiger. I said, hold on, there's been a mistake. Honey, my name's Slick Rick, not Frosty Flakes.
Oh, golly, why?
So she was raised in hell. She said, oh, my name is Maggie, but call me Michelle. Michelle, my belle, Sunday monkey, put that in on some. Slick Rick and I'm rock the house, you know what I'm saying? And when I'm on the mic, there won't be no delaying. Bust a move, we show and prove. Hey, yo, Doug, do that record jam on the groove.
Thank you.
Wish I could play the rest of that song, but stupid curses, there's a couple of them in there, and legally I can only play 4 songs during a show anyway, but in spirit I'll have it behind me. Sure Shot by the Beastie Boys off of Ill Communication. This whole set were songs sampled from the original versions of songs that they sampled for that record. We were at a wacky version of Run DMC's Rock the House from 1985. They used that on Sure Shot. Jeremy Steig with Howling for Judy, a jazz flautist from 1970. I believe that album's called Legwork. Big Youth with Salman Agunde from 1972, and that was sampled on Funky Boss. And The Show by Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick, sampled on Root Down. That whole set goes out to Marty Steady Sounds. Thanks for listening. Glad you're enjoying the show. You know, it's a bummer reason to have to do a show when somebody dies, but really great, solid 2 hours of music. So thank you, Beastie Boys, for that. And it seems appropriate to, I guess first I should mention that next week, JJ is up to bat for Cause and Effect. And I believe he's doing Los Campesinos. You know, it's tricky because now the show's been happening for 3 years. Acacia will pitch show ideas and he'll forget that, or not even know that we've done a Cause and Effect on it before. So it's interesting as the show goes on, we're going to have to get a little bit deeper and more exotic in our choices. The following week, I'm going to have a guest in the studio. I'm not sure if he's going to do Lamb Chop or Dirty Three. I can't remember which of those two, but an exciting Charlottesville DJ will be stepping up for the show. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm honored to have Dominic come down and be a part of RIR for a night. And so last song of the evening, Bad Brains with a Big Takeover, and that was sampled on Pass the Mic, and a great salute to where the Beastie Boys started, coming full circle to their hardcore roots and a band that they actually played with. So I'll fade this out and we'll go into Bad Brains, Paul's Boutique up next. Thanks so much. I had a great time doing the show tonight.
Boutique at Arts for Jenny. So the number is 718-498-1043.